Every human being has an obligation to seek the truth of life. And that path is not always what is portrayed or what it may seem like. But every human being must seek. And it's very hard. It's not something that is going to come easily. It's not something that most people can understand, because it's very confusing. There's loopholes inside of loopholes. It's not, you're not going to find life by always pretending to be happy or fulfilling, somebody else's need so that you can gratify, whatever they need you to gratify so they can feel good about themselves, which most likely isn't even real anyway. It's about being authentic to yourself, truly. Knowing who you are, what you need, as opposed to what you want. And then from there, you can go and serve the God and the creation as it deems you to do so, because it will. You will be called upon. But that takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of discernment. Me and my comrade, we always talk about spiritual discernment. How does one discern when to make a move? What's the difference between action and reaction? Reaction is emotional. Action is a movement of energy that flows through you when you know to make a move. And the calculation doesn't have to be psychological in order to know when to make the move. It's just listening. And how does one listen? You have to create that ability inside of you to listen. Because we have the mind creating all these things, creating all, more thoughts. And you have your traumas that come in that create more thoughts and emotions. And then how do you know which is what and who is where? Well, then that's where it gets to the point where you have to do some trauma regression. Release the trauma from inside of your mind, inside of your energy body, your field. That's how it works. Now, I know I'm saying these concepts, kind of throwing them around, but it's not an easy task. You got to go and find how do you release the trauma out of your field? What is the field, right? How do I move into my true self? And it takes a lot of different aspects. You have to be grounded in yourself by doing the trauma regressions, which you can use hypnosis. You can use past life regression. You can use a very high level of Reiki, which will do the same thing. You may not be able to pinpoint where the trauma is coming from through that Reiki, depending on the person that's doing it. But the trauma will come out if they're powerful enough. And the more that you do it, the more you become yourself. And I can't stress this enough, because I will give you 3,000 podcasts and they will all sound the same. I'll switch it around here and there, unless I'm talking about a specific aspect of it. And I'll talk as long as I can with that specific aspect. But as long as you do the trauma regression, as long as you keep doing and releasing that which blocks your energy from expansion, you'll never be free. So that's why, we create all these substances. We have drugs, sex, food, activities. And some of those things aren't bad, but it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Are you doing things because it's in alignment with your consciousness, your being? Or are you doing things because it looks like you're supposed to be doing that? Or are you doing things because it looks good to do that to other people? Being accepted. That goes into a whole different thing, which will be another podcast. But every human being has an obligation to seek this truth. You have to be, you know, relentless. You can't just sit around and go to work, go home, go to work. And then things are not going to change. It's going to remain the same. It has to be a movement. You have to go get what you want. But for what purpose and who does it serve? Now, there's two energies on this planet. When you start making movement, there's the energy of self-service, where it just serves you. And then there's the energy that serves God, the creation. And that is where you have the free will to make a choice. That is where you have to have the discernment. Who do you serve? Do you serve others or do you serve yourself? And that rhetorical question should not have, oh, I do this and then I could do that. No. Do you serve others or do you serve yourself? That question ends there. And that's a rhetorical question as well. If that question has a, oh, I can do serve others and serve myself, then you don't get it. That's it. The mind went in there, made a compensation, created another diagonal, created another avenue, and say, oh, we could put these together. And that's it. Because you're supposed to be serving yourself and doing the work. That's a given. You shouldn't even put that in the equation. That has nothing to do with anybody. It has nothing to do with anybody. Nobody needs to know what you do. And if they know, they know. And if they don't, they don't. You don't have to hide things either. But it's not about what you do for yourself. You're supposed to be doing that. So it's really about, have you gotten to the point where you can teach somebody else what you know? That is the true question. And when you get there, then you can observe yourself. Observation is one of the biggest spiritual practices on this planet. Second spiritual practice on this planet is discernment. Through the observation, you can be honest. I have this habit, and it comes from here. My mother has this habit, and I do it too. It doesn't serve anybody. Or I have this habit from my mother, but it's my mother's habit. So even though it's a good habit, it's still not mine. It's a learned behavior. So the more you do the regression, and the more you look at yourself, the more your authentic being comes to play. Rises through the shadows, through the misty fog. It goes through a metamorphosis, which happens to be my name and many attributes of other things that I do. I'm a spiritual hip hop artist. That's my hip hop name. But it has to do with that, you know. And I can't stress it enough. That's all spirituality is about. You don't have to practice compassion. Become compassionate. How does one become compassionate? You know, everybody says become compassionate. How does one become compassionate? You have to break down the mind, the habits, the traumas out of your system. And your consciousness and your mind and your brain, which are three different attributes, which make one, become sharp. And you can create observation. From that observation, you become more aware of who you are and what your purpose is on this planet. And then you can do the service. There's other ways. You can go to an astrologer, and I'm not saying this is wrong. You could go to an astrologer. I did it. I had to go to an astrologer, and he told me my contract, the contract that we all make before we become human beings. And that contract, I was told, this is why you're here. These are going to be your struggles. This is what you have to do. Do it, do it, do it. And my destiny is pretty big, and it's not an easy road. It's not easy at all. But I have to do it. That's all life is about. Your destiny. The pursuit to happiness is not money. The pursuit to happiness is your destiny. And in that, whatever that destiny is, when you find out what it is, you go for it by all means necessary. And you just do it. And it won't be easy. I guarantee it won't be easy. Now, your free will is something else. They work hand in hand. You have the choice to divert your destiny and create a completely different reality and a completely different destiny that you're of your own creation. You could do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you did not fulfill, so you will come back. You will get thrown into the reincarnation process, and you will get another body, and you will be asked to do it again. So this is something the spirit told me to talk about. I don't really write things down. I just sit here and I become like a bucket and everything gets dumped in there and it just flows out. But every human being has to figure out their destiny. That is the main point of this sermon. I can't even think of the word right now. But this is the main point of this homily. Do you find out your destiny? Or do you just live with the sensations of the five senses? Each sense has an attachment to it. And each attachment brings on a sense of gratification, which attaches you to the world. The world is part of a mind sphere, which is a projection of a human subconscious and desire. The earth is the truth of life. You can't manipulate the earth. Not really. You can manipulate the world. The world is the personality. The earth is your pure consciousness. And you have a personality and you have a pure consciousness. They are not the same at all. Once you start to dismantle the traumas and you start to look at the frequencies and expand them through the regression of trauma, through the observation of your mind, through the discernment of choices divine discernment and mental discernment are two different things. And then finding the space in that and making action as opposed to reaction, which is emotional and detrimental to your soul. Then you start to become a human being. And that's a lot of work. I would never say it's not. It is. It is a lot of work.